Hello and welcome to this week's podcast episode. So I am currently sitting in my car for another therapy visit. Y'all know how this life is. You gotta always be running the kitty somewhere. And my baby girl is sitting with me. So if y'all hear sound in the background, you know, it is what it is. And I'm currently munching on some popcorn and what? Yes, okay. Let me go ahead and put this phone on do not disturb, because y'all know how these notifications like to roll in. We're gonna try to keep it classy and professional today. So before I begin this episode, I just like doing these little updates at the beginning. I think it's cute. For me, I personally enjoy getting to know a little bit more about the creator of content that I enjoy listening to. So I want to do that as well. And we're getting ready to usher in yet a new era in this content that I'm creating. Y'all know that I'm working on the artist's way, and this week's chapter was all about perfectionism. You know, one of my favorite things in life is content that feels like tough love. Like, yes, tell me what I need to hear. And I just like to be, you know, shooketh a little bit after I hear what I need to hear. I like to feel kind of called out a little bit and challenged to change. And that is what that lady did for the Artist Way this week. I've been complaining about like writer's block and feeling like I want to create content more consistently, but I don't have good ideas and I only can create when I'm inspired. That drives me nuts, because I want to know, like, you know, can I plan out a couple weeks of content? Like, is that a big deal to be predictable, you know? And so this week she went in, y'all, just talking about perfectionism and basically just reaffirming some things that I just heard last week. It's like crazy, because I feel like I'm just being slapped across the face with this message that just release your crappy content. You know, putting on this pressure on yourself to feel like everything that you produce has to be grand, and that's just not how it works. The people who created some of the greatest works of art, like, there's so much behind the scenes that you never got to see of them trying and putting things out there and letting the not so great, the not so developed ideas come out. And that's ultimately what led them to be able to release the great ideas when they came to them. And so I know that that is one thing that I do struggle with, putting a filter on myself, feeling like, oh gosh, she was so brutal. She was talking about, girl, you got one eye on your creativity and one eye on your audience. And I'm like, isn't that the way it should be? But not when it causes you to like freeze up and to not be able to, you know, perform and be consistent and to learn and to grow and to get better at your craft. So we are entering in a new phase, okay, where I'm just going to be just releasing whatever. And sometimes the content may not be like super polished. It might be a lot less, like, it's not like the content that I make is like amazingly polished anyway, but it might be just a lot less. And y'all bear with me as we get through these seasons, okay? Because I typically like to produce content that feels, you know, somewhat organized, somewhat put together, somewhat thought through, but I like to, I guess, conceal the processes that are behind the scenes, and I like to kind of figure things out myself before I put it out there. And this week I feel like I'm just being really challenged to not do that anymore and to just release and to let you guys see the journey and to let you guys see the process of how these things are created. And so since you my day ones, you know, you've been here from the beginning, y'all will get to witness that. I'm not sure if these episodes will be out forever and forever. But since y'all are my day ones, y'all get to witness it, and then I can decide in the future if I want to go back and clean it up and polish it up or whatnot. So I just want to let y'all know that we will be co-creating. So if y'all hear me say something that just don't sound right, it's a little off, just know it's because I'm in development and it's just not going to be super polished, and that's okay. And just like the lady from the book proposed, I'm going to be able to use it as insight. When I make a mistake, when I say something not right, if I don't capture the idea, you know, the way that I want to, as I like go through this path, I can use it for what it is, which is insight that will make me better for the next episode. And instead of like using my imperfections as an excuse to not create content, I use it as insight, so it will make me better for the next episode. So I did want to just share a little bit of behind the scenes. You know, this podcast is mainly targeted toward me when I was like in my 20s. Trying to navigate life and things, talking about the things that I wish other people were talking about and the content that I didn't see. So one of my things that I wanted to do was create content. So I do know that I like to talk about the home management and the work-life management aspect of life, but I think that it's cool to kind of see the behind the scenes, so you get to know about the creator and kind of what they're going through, but then also for people who want to share their creativity as a form of like self-care and creative expression, you can kind of learn what I'm learning about my own creative journey. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get into this episode. All right, so the theme of this episode is called front door and back door thinking. So where did I get this idea? I from a couple of different places. So I'm going to start with a story. Just a couple of weeks ago, me and my son were kind of like going through this teachable moment. He is currently working on some summer reading and some summer math activities as part of his like thing that he's doing for school. And so his school gave him a sheet of paper, and every day he can track, you know, how much time did he spend reading and if he's doing his math activities. And the goal is that when he returns back to school in the fall, he will bring that sheet of paper with him. And then based on what he did over the summer, he can contribute points to his team. And so he's been very like committed to that and very consistent throughout the summer toward getting this done. And so a couple weeks ago, I was organizing the desk where he usually keeps his paperwork. And it just so happened that during that same week, one of his sheets of paper went missing, the one that he was using to track his reading. And so he was very upset about this, because he was like, all the work that I've done, it's for nothing. Like, my team's not going to get the points, and I've just been doing all this work, and I'm not even going to get credit for it. And so I was just like, okay, this is a very teachable moment. Let's talk about front door and back door thinking. All right, so I want to talk about where I got this idea from. So you guys know that I'm kind of slowly on this journey of kind of expanding my thinking when it comes to understanding just how different people's brains work and kind of understanding a little bit about neurodiversity, because I just have this theory that there are a lot of people walking around with some neurodiversity things that they should probably be aware of, and they are not aware that they have, maybe their brain might function differently than other people because maybe they believe stereotypes about what it means to have, you know, ADHD. They believe the stereotypes about what it means to have autism or any other neurodiverse issue out there. There's a lot of stereotypes, and the problem with those stereotypes is that sometimes they're not always true, and it causes you to miss some potential insight that are specific, like issues that you might be struggling with, and it causes you to miss it because you kind of associate these neurodiverse issues or these neurodiverse concerns with, you know, specific aspects that may be partially true, but there's more to the story. So I'm under this impression that there's probably a lot of people who have learned how to mask their neurodiversity or the fact that their brain maybe works a little bit different. You know, they've up to this point in their life have been quite successful. They've done well, you know, in school and work, even though they are probably living off of anxiety and stress all the time to perform, instead of like good systems and good planning and things like that. So I just kind of suspect that there are a lot of people who are kind of functioning like this. So I've been doing just a little bit of reading and understanding about like neurodiversity, and I came across this thing on social media where somebody was kind of describing what it looks like to have rigid thinking. So rigid thinking, just thinking that there's just one path, one way to get something done, and having trouble kind of like venturing off of that. And so the social media post says, you know, that quote unquote neurotypical people, I feel like I'm just putting them quotes on neurotypical people because I'm starting to wonder if they really exist. But anyway, neurotypical people, like if they go to the front door, this is just a metaphor to describe your goals. They go to the front door, the door is locked. They just automatically know to go check the back door. Okay. The second type of thinker who may be like a little, like kind of a little rigid, but not like, you know, extremely rigid, they'll go to the front door, they'll keep trying to open the front door, keep popping and locking and dropping and banging on the door, and the front door is not opening. And if someone comes to them and is like, hey, did you know the back door is open? They might be like, oh, okay. And then they will go check the back door and they will get in and accomplish their goals. And then you have like kind of like the more extreme rigid thinkers who will go to the front door, knock on the front door, bang on the front door, kick the front door, do all the things to the front door, when someone comes and is like, hey, did you know that the back door is open? They're like, no, no, you have to go through the front door. And they'll keep sticking with the front door. And so, when I saw that, I was like, that's actually a very interesting way to describe it. And personally, I identify with kind of like that middle thinker. Like, I feel like naturally, I just go with the ideas that are presented to me. And a lot of times it doesn't even occur to me that there are alternative methods until I come across it, maybe on YouTube, or maybe I go to spend time with someone and I see how they do things differently than the way that I do it. And I'm like, oh, okay, that actually makes a lot of sense now that it's been presented to me. But I don't necessarily just come up with all these grand, amazing ideas myself. And so that's how I naturally am. However, over time, I've learned to just be more intentional and to, you know, be self-aware that, yeah, sometimes I can be quite a bit of a rigid thinker. And like, if my initial plan isn't working out, I can kind of like really stick with that. And so I've really challenged myself to learn to explore different options. Like, if what I want and the way I'm trying to accomplish it isn't working, like, what else can I do? So that is something that doesn't come naturally to me, and that I've had to really work on. So going back to my son, I kind of explained this to him and how that applied to his specific situation, and just really talking to him about, you know, understanding like what are our intentions behind this sheet of paper? Like, is the sheet of paper what's most important here, or is it a tactic that helps us achieve like a bigger goal? And so we kind of talked that through and kind of came sorry, boo-boo baby. You okay? Okay. And we kind of came to the understanding that the sheet of paper wasn't the most important thing. It's not what's important here. It's about your intentions. The fact that you're putting in all of this work and you just need a place to document it. And then we talked about the next step in this process, which is, okay, well, if the intentions are to get the work done, you've been doing that, and you just want to document it, are there other solutions that we could put in that can help with this? All right, I just got a phone call and I completely lost my train of thought. What was I talking about? Let's see. I was talking about, we were just saying, are there any other solutions that we could put in place to be able to help you with the overall goal? The tactic is not what's so important, it's you accomplishing your goal. And so first we realized that, okay, your teacher can actually track all the things that you've been doing because you're using an app where there's a back-facing aspect of this that your teacher can see. So that's number one. Number two, you have two sheets of paper, one that tracks your math, one that tracks your reading. So could you also, like, could you combine your tracking and do it on this one sheet? Or could we print off another sheet of paper and based on the number of days that have, you know, you've been working on this over the summer, can we just fill that chart in and give that to your teacher? So we came up with like three different options and he settled on using his math paper, the one that he hadn't lost, to simultaneously track his math progress and his reading progress. And so, yeah, I just thought that was a great teachable moment to my son, because I'm like, listen here, baby. Listen here, I know that you want to do things the way that you think they ought to be done. I know that you want to do things the way that your teacher told you that they need to be done. But sometimes plan A does not work out the way that we intend for it to work out. So when plan A is not working out, what are you going to do? How are you going to respond? Are you just going to sit there and try to like force it through? Or can we go knock on the back door, baby? And if the back door ain't working, can we bust open a window? Because I know if there was something inside of a house that was valuable to me, like my child, and I couldn't get through the front door, you best believe I'm going to find a way to get into that house, you know? And so I'm just going to need you to have that same energy when it comes to goals that are important to you, especially goals that will cause you to like be really upset. All right, well, this way isn't working. What else is there? What else can I try? And so, yeah, I just think that that's such a teachable thing to me.
Mommy, I want this.
You want that car? Okay, yeah, that's real cute. That's it's a Ferrari.
Mommy, I want this.
Okay. Let mommy finish her podcast episode, okay? So, yeah, baby, I'm gonna need you to, you know, we're going to have to get creative. And I know that you want to do it the way your teacher told you. And I know, my son is me. I know how this works. You know, I am hardcore, a standard operating procedure girl. I am a hardcore rubrics, girl, and it naturally, it throws me outside of my comfort zone when I'm not following some directions that some authority has given to me. And you want to know what I realized? Girl, not me on a nature walk trying to finish this podcast episode so I can get it out to you guys on time. My son finished his, my son and daughter finished their speech therapy, and I'm back and I'm doing my walk. So y'all are going to hear a lot of outdoorsy sounds. I'm going to actually listen to the playback and see if it's even worth trying to finish this thought on this walk. Give me just a sec. All right, I think it's good enough. So what were we talking about? I think I was just saying that, you know, when plan A is not working, it's important that you are self-aware and that you understand, like, are you the kind of person that will naturally look for plan B, plan C, or do you get stuck on plan A? And, you know, that could just be an opportunity, something to explore. Now, obviously, with this whole metaphor, you know, there are just some things in life that we have no control over. There's, like, literally no solution, in which case the solution is, you know, you just have to work on your acceptance and finding peace with that. But that's not what this episode is about. This episode is about when there are options, you know, things that you haven't explored yet. Are you willing to try the front door? If the front door is not working, try the back door, try the side door, and just understand that there's not, for a lot of things, there's more than one solution. And so I feel like, you know, reading a lot of self-development books have really kind of shifted me to this kind of mindset of always, like, trying to think of different options to explore. But then also, I feel like my job has helped a lot, too. I think prior to this job, I've always been very comfortable with being a rule follower, being a standard operating procedure follower, being a rubric follower. I'm like, if you tell me what to do, I'm going to execute it. And it's going to be done to quote-unquote perfection. That doesn't exist, but I'm going to follow your rubric, and it's going to be darn good. But the position that I'm in has actually challenged me to be the rubric creator, be the framework creator. And as somebody who creates programs, who creates frameworks, who creates templates, I now see that there are a lot of different ways that, you know, a project could go. And they just, a lot of times we just need someone to make a decision. Like, okay, this makes the most sense for our goals and the way that we want to accomplish our goals. So this is what we're doing. And then now we have, like, a whole team of people following this one procedure that I made up. But I know that it could have went a lot of different ways. Even with, like, consulting, I really had to learn to kind of expand my mind. And instead of thinking about, oh, this person wants this, there's only one pathway to get there, I've had to learn how to see that it's actually more like many branches and paths that we can help people accomplish their goal based on, you know, what their comfort level, based on their resources, based on what they value, like what's important to them. So it's not always just this one straight arrow that can get you to where you want to go. I now choose to look at it as, you know, we're all trying to make it up to the sky, and there's lots of branches and paths that can take us there. And so if this path isn't working, let's explore maybe some other options and see what will be a better fit for you. So my job has really kind of facilitated this process. So now I want to try to lean into the specifics a little more and try to think of, like, applications to identify if this is an area that maybe you would want to consider thinking about and seeing if you can kind of build your skills in this area. And so the first thing that someone who, and this is mainly based off of me, y'all, I write content for the content that I wish I would have been able to find, you know, a decade ago. So if you're struggling with some of this stuff, you know, I'm there with you. I get it. So, but that's what this is based off of. So here are some signs that maybe we need to work on, or this is a skill that we would want to work on and build. Number one, if you are someone that tries to follow other people's paths and you get stuck when, you know, it doesn't work out for you anymore, For example, maybe when it comes to home management in particular, maybe you learned a certain way to get things done based off of what your family taught you. Or maybe you saw something on a YouTube video and you're like, oh, she got it together, I'm going to do it like this person. And then if it doesn't work for you, or maybe it worked for a season and, you know, it doesn't work when you graduate into the next season of life. Like, maybe it worked when you were a single lady, but when you became a mom of four, all of a sudden those methods didn't work for you anymore. Like, are you the type of person that's going to keep pushing and keep insisting that there's one way? Or, you know, are you the kind of person that will eventually get to a point where you're like, okay, I'm going to be open to new opportunities, I'm going to be open to new solutions, because thank you for whoever taught me what you taught me, but I understand that different seasons require, you know, different tactics. Another sign that this might be something, an opportunity for you to work on or to strengthen, is maybe you've come across like different systems or philosophies or approaches to just life or home management or whatever goal it is that you have. And then maybe you try to follow it as exactly as prescribed because you were just inspired and you really felt like this can make a difference in your life. And then you try it and try to follow the plan exactly as laid out, use the rubric, and it just wasn't a good fit for your life. And instead of thinking that, okay, maybe I need to adjust this part or tweak this part, or this doesn't feel quite right for me, this aspect, instead of doing that, you just blame yourself and you think, oh, I'm a failure, like I can't do it, it sucks. You know, that's very much like, from my perspective, it can be front door thinking. If you didn't, you know, really give it a shot to say, okay, how about I approach it from this angle? How about I enter from the back door? How about I, you know, just break the window a little bit, slide in there, slide in them DMs, and maybe give it a try like this. And maybe I can't follow the tactics as specifically laid out, but I can understand the intentions of what they were trying to do. I see the bigger picture, and maybe the specific tactic that they shared with me to get there didn't work out for me, but I really believe in these principles and I believe in this goal, and I would like to explore other tactics, maybe tactics not discussed, to see if I could still kind of follow these beliefs and principles in new ways. You guys have heard me talk a lot about my fly lady journey, when I started, tweaks that I made, and I'm like, this isn't gonna work for me. Oh, I need to adjust this. And for me, I didn't really see a problem with doing that because I understood that even if I tweaked the tactics, I understood that the intentions were the same, which was to create systems around this stuff, to give myself grace around this stuff, to stop expecting perfection for myself, and to be okay with doing these things as bite-sized pieces and making progress and coming back and making things better over time. Like, I understand the intentions behind it, and I understood the overall goal that we were trying to accomplish, and how I got there, in my perspective, wasn't as big of a deal as the principles. And so when I did like my coaching thing, you know, it was just very interesting to me to, you know, have those conversations with some of the ladies in my group and to have that conversation of like, oh, I didn't realize, you know, you could do it like that, or I never thought about it like that, or this might work better for me. So I totally understand, because, you know, there were been periods where I can kind of get like that as well. And honestly, there's probably lots of areas in my life where I still am like that, and it doesn't occur to me to try something new until somebody else kind of opens my eyes to the possibilities. Girl, I'm sorry. A bug just landed on my finger. I had to throw this phone down. So I hope that wasn't too loud in your ear. We're going to keep it going though. So yeah. So one thing that I thought was really cool about that teaching opportunity for my son was that after it was over, like a couple of days later, he was watching one of his cartoon shows. And he like came up to me unprompted. He was like, Mom, I was watching this show and I was thinking that the character solved his problem this way, but he probably could have tried, you know, a lot of different strategies to solve his problems. Like, maybe he could have did this, or maybe he could have did that, or, you know, maybe he could have did C. And I really just appreciated hearing him say that, because it made me feel like, it made me feel like I planted, you know, I planted a seed in his heart about not giving up just because plan A doesn't work. Not giving up because this authority, quote unquote, told you to do it this way and it's not working out. That's not a real reason to check out. You know, we're not going to throw in the towel until we tried option A, B, C, D, E, F, and G. And if it's that important, we're going to keep going, you know? And so it makes me feel good to know that, hopefully I've planted that kind of seed in his heart, and I would like to do the same for you all as well. So if this isn't something that you naturally do, naturally look at option A, B, C, D, E, F, G, go through the front door, back door, side door, window, chimney, all the ways to get to your goal. Let's talk about some strategies that can start helping you get into that direction. Things that have kind of helped me. So number one, I think just by listening to this episode, you're like, that's just half the journey, is self-awareness, understanding that this is my natural go-to and it's not serving me anymore. And so whenever I am confronted with challenges and obstacles that are making it challenging to get to the thing that I want, I know that I tend to be a front door thinker. So I'm going to, you know, just be aware of that and take that into consideration as I'm like processing and working through whatever challenge it is. Like, that's just a really, I think for a lot of the things I want to talk about on this platform, that's half the battle, is self-awareness and to know and to act accordingly. The second thing that can help you become a backdoor thinker, front door and backdoor thinker, is to practice. And one way that I like to practice sometimes is coming up with more solutions than I really need. If I identify a problem, I don't do this all the time, but especially when I was really first trying to get into this, sorry, these bugs are getting loud out here, it's a party. But trying to identify more solutions than I actually need. And instead of being like, oh, I'm stuck here, oh, I'm having a hard time keeping this floor clean and mopping, instead of just coming up with one idea, maybe I might come up with like three different ways I can approach it, just for the sake of exercising my mind and really stretching my creativity. And then I could pick the one that I like most, you know? So that's something that I like to do as well, is think about like, what could I try? And then after I kind of come up with a list, even if it's like really crazy, outlandish ideas, then I decide, okay, this is the path that I would like to use to move forward. And if that one doesn't work, I have some backup options. But I think that practice is there just to kind of help you get creative with your problem solving and thinking of other tactics, you know, more than one tactic to kind of reinforce that message. And the last thing that I would like to encourage you to do is just remember that reaching your goals, instead of being like this one straightforward arrow that's going to work for everyone, it's more like branches of a tree. That's kind of like how my mind thinks about it, especially when I'm doing consulting and trying to help people come up with solutions to their struggles and concerns. I understand not just where they're trying to go, but maybe, you know, what's important to them, what they value, what didn't work about things that they've tried before, what are the resources looking like, you know? I take a lot of different things into consideration, and I know that maybe this particular client is going to have some things in common with the other client, but they're going to break off at this point, and we're going to, you know, go this direction at these specific points because this individual client has their own individual needs. And so just knowing that there is no one set way that's going to work for everyone, and like being okay with that. And I think just even just the awareness of that, of all the options that there may be to accomplish your goal, and just simply just exploring and see what works best for you, I think for me that helps me to be a person that will explore lots of different options instead of just feeling defeated because option one didn't work out for me. And so So yeah, so for me, as long as I know my intentions, I know the overall goal that I'm trying to hit, a lot of times I really try not to get tied down and bogged down by the specific tactics that are put in place to help me get there. And I'll just leave you guys off with one kind of like application that's very relevant in my life right now, especially with my homekeeping and stuff like that. I change the tactics that keep me going frequently. You guys may notice this on my channel. I'm always exploring like new ways to help me stay on track. And there is no shame in my game when it comes to switching things up if I need to have a refresh or restart. I know that I'm somebody that I really struggle with things feeling like mundane. So I always have to keep things fresh, exciting, interesting to keep myself motivated and keep myself going. I know that the overall goal is for me to have like a semi-decently clean home to keep things flowing, to not, you know, be stagnant and struggling with buildup, and to keep things moving along. And as long as I am kind of working and to meet those objectives, I do not get tied down or bogged down with a specific tactic that gets me there. And honestly, I change it up frequently. Ideally, I would love to just have one thing that works for me, but I'm learning about myself. I just gotta mix it up. And so, you know, a couple weeks ago, y'all heard me ranting and raving about really is my new thing. Oh my gosh, she's keeping my life together. And at the time, it was great because it kept me motivated. I really liked the challenge of trying to hit the time limit. But like, after a month or so of that, like, I'm tired. Not tired, but like, it's not exciting or interesting to me anymore. And so I'm like, okay, I gotta go back to what I was doing because, you know, I'm like struggling to show up. So what tactic can I employ now? I guess we're going back to dishes, laundry, hotspots, because that helps me with my task initiation and doesn't sound like too much, and at least it's getting me to show up. And then I could do my more elaborate routines when I feel motivated to do really again, probably when I get tired of dishes, laundry, hotspots. Some weeks, some months, I feel like busting out the full checklist using the control journal. Some weeks I like using note cards and flashcards. Some weeks I like to keep it digital. Some weeks I like to post things in my fridge. I'm always mixing it up because that's just what keeps me excited and that's what keeps me going. And at first I felt like a little weird and embarrassed by that because of the lack of stability. But I'm like, I feel like that gives me the best of both worlds, right? I get to acknowledge that I know that I need structure. I know that I need routine so that I cannot constantly be struggling with buildup and backup and stuff. But I also need flexibility and a little bit of spontaneity. And me not being tied down to one specific tactic helps me to accomplish that. Another example could be me and these dishes, right? I know that my overarching goal, once again, is to keep things flowing, to not be dealing with buildup, to not be dealing with backup. And some weeks that looks like me wanting to shove everything in the dishwasher and keep it moving. But this week, I'm in a hand washing mood. I'm like, I'm tired of waiting for the dishes to build up and then, you know, doing them at the end of the night. So I'm just going to wash them as I go. And I know that that's only going to last for a couple of days, and that's fine by me. Just what the tactic is not so much as important to me as the overall goal, which is to not be struggling with buildup. And so however I need to get that done, I'm okay with fluctuating and changing things around as I need. So I feel like that's honestly, like I tell you all the time, my house is not perfect, but it's functional, and I'm not just angry and mad all the time like it used to be. And I feel like that's been a huge part of my success with sticking with this program as long as I have imperfectly, is, girl, I'm an all kind of thinker. I'm a back door, front door, window, chimney, underground, dig a tunnel through the place kind of thinker. And I'd be switching tactics up. Not saying that that's what's gonna work for you, because maybe you don't need to keep things as spontaneous as I do, but I'm just saying, if I'm working on it and I notice that I'm not motivated or it's not working anymore, I'm gonna try something else. I'm not gonna be like, I'm lazy, I stuck, this doesn't work for me. I'm just gonna be like, okay, I need a new tactic. I'm gonna go see what other people are doing and see if that can work for me, or I'm just gonna problem solve and try to figure out something for myself. So yeah, that's it. That's all I wanted to talk about for you guys today. I'm just trying to pass on some things that I think about, mindset things that have helped me onto you, and just the case that it can help you on your journey, whatever that journey might be for yourself. So sorry today's episode was a little rough, a little windy, a little buggy outside. But, you know, gotta do what we gotta do to keep it consistent. I know y'all don't come over here because of the aesthetics, but in the words I heard Jay-Z say on my Instagram that I shared, we pushing the conversation forward. And so, if that is what you're about as well, let's push the conversation forward and, like, help more people. Because some of the stuff that I just be seeing online, you know, I feel like it's actually gotten better. It's come a long way. But things that I used to see in my 20s, it didn't give what it was supposed to give. So I'm here. That's what I'm doing, as I'm pushing the conversation forward in my own way to hopefully make it easier for the next person. And if that's what you're about, hopefully you can deal with my less than aesthetic background today. I'll try to get it together for the next episode. Thank you for being here. And as always, I am so grateful for your support. If you could subscribe, what do people do? I think you have to leave a 5-star review or something on Apple Podcast. I listen to all my podcasts on Google, so I don't know what people be doing over there on Apple Podcasts. But if you could help me out and do that, share, you know, if you want to give me a shout out on your Instagram, sharing your favorite part, I'll do the same in return. Whatever we got to do, just, I'm so grateful for any support that you're willing to give this channel, this platform, if it resonates and connects with you. So thanks so much for being here, and I'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye.